Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Concerns me today. He is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. He is able, more than able, to do much more than I could ever. Concerns me today. He is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. He is able, more than able, to do much more than I could ever.
Reading from the Psalms provides many blessings. There are countless messages of truth about God contained within them. One particular truth is that they declare God to be the source of help. Time after time, the thought of God being one's refuge and strength is repeated in Israel's songbook. Listen to the 121st chapter. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forever. Today on Moments of Inspiration, I'd like to share some thoughts about God's help for us. I hope you will share it with us.
I feel the touch
of hands so kind and tender. In paths that I must trod, I'll have no fear when Jesus walks beside me.
Close beside me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. I shall hear the call from heaven's portals. Come home, my child, it's the last mile you must trod.
I'll fall asleep and wake in God's new heaven.
Safe within the arms of God.
sheltered safe within the arms of God.
He walks with me, and naught of earth can harm me.
For I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Oh yes, I'm sheltered in the arms of God.
I am glad that you have chosen to share in our brief time together on Moments of Inspiration. We seek to share this faith with everyone we touch through our radio program. We hope you share in the same faith with us today, and if not, we'd be privileged to share more about our Lord Jesus Christ with you. Please give us that opportunity by contacting us for any of our resources. We read earlier from Psalms 121 about God being our helper. He is on guard. He is the watchman. He protects us. I also mentioned that this is shared many more times. Let me just select a few more verses from the Psalms to verify this truth. The 18th chapter, verses 1 and 2, shares, I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Then from 27, verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Chapter 9, verse 9, the Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Chapter 32, verse 7, you are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. Chapter 46, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. The psalmist was convicted of God's being the one to whom we should look in times of trouble, and that he would be the source of help. From historical documents, leaders from America's past acknowledged a dependency upon God's blessings. The 30th president, Calvin Coolidge, wrote, "The foundations of our society and our government rest so much on the teachings of the Bible that it would be difficult to support them if faith in these teachings would cease to be practically universal in our country." Those teachings obviously support the thought that our nation would look to God as our helper in times of need, in distress. In some studies among our congregation, we have recalled the unfaithfulness of Israel to follow Jehovah. They had turned to worship idols. When Jeremiah the prophet was proclaiming the judgment that was coming upon the land of Israel because of their unfaithfulness to God, the king burned the written word of God through this prophet. And the prophet himself was imprisoned and punished because of his words. Israel, this same nation that had sung for centuries those psalms that declared God as their strength and refuge, had rejected him. One grieving father said to me, "How can folks make it without praying?" His observation came in a great time of personal need in his life. Without God's help, how could anyone deal with the issues of life and death, was his question. And I don't really know how. Thankfully, I've never had to try to cope with the distress and the grief and the problems and the struggles of life without God's help. I'm reminded of the great need for us to hold to and acknowledge that God is our source of strength and refuge. I would hope today that many who do not know him as the one who can provide the only true security for our lives will find him and find His eternal truths. He can be our security individually and for our family, as well as our nation. Do you have a refuge? In your troubled times, do you have someone who will be your strength? Jesus can be your source of strength. Coming to faith in Him enables you to proclaim, as did the psalmist of old, that the Maker of heaven and earth is your refuge. We will gladly help you with any questions about what Jesus teaches and what He expects from us as we lay hold of His precious promises. We invite you to contact us if we can help you.
I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. Maker of heaven and earth, a thousand may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but my help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. Maker of heaven and earth, He will not allow my foot to be moved. He who keeps me will not slumber. For the Lord who made the heavens and earth will be my strength forever. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. Maker of heaven and earth.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.